Good afternoon. It is 3:05 p.m. We are here today, October 1st, 2021, via Zoom meeting for the status hearing of OPAPA 21-003, Guahan Ventures Inc., DBA Turfco versus the General Services Agency. Presiding over the hearing today is Public Auditor Benjamin J. F. Cruz. For the record, also present from the Office of Public Accountability are Jared Hernandez and Vince Duenas. Will appellant Turfco please identify themselves and any institutional representatives present for the record?
Good afternoon, Your Honor. I'm Joshua Walsh. We represent Turfco, the appellant in this matter. The institutional representative is not joining us today, but he's aware of what we're doing today and the potential dates that we're going to suggest. Thank you, Your Honor.
Thank you. Will purchasing agency GSA please identify themselves and any institutional representatives present for the record?
Good afternoon, Your Honor. This is Marlon Aguilar from the Office of the Attorney General representing GSA, and GSA will not be on today's call either.
Thank you. We may proceed.
Good afternoon, everybody. So have you all talked offline and decided on a date that we're going to have this hearing?
Marlon, I'll take a first stab at that, Your Honor. So we've emailed each other. So Ms. Ikfaji, who departed, she's not back on island until the 5th of November. And then another witness that we wanted to have participate in this case, Ms. Cruz, she leaves on the 1st of November and does not come back until the 10th of December. And in between there, I know GSA's counsel, Ms. Aguilar, she's got dates gone from October 15th to the 26th of November. So I had originally thought that maybe we could proceed the first week of December and take Ms. Cruz via Zoom, but I've since been informed that Ms. Cruz is on personal leave and won't participate remotely for that. So to get everybody in the same room, Your Honor, I don't think we can do this until after the 10th of December. And that would put us into the week of December 13th. So I'm happy to go early the first week of December to keep Ms. Cruz remotely, but I guess if she's on leave as well, Your Honor, I think that only puts us off, that puts us until December 13th, but I'll let Ms. Aguilar address any of those things, because I do understand there are other lawyers at the AG's office, but I know this is Ms. Aguilar's case, so I think we've got three moving pieces of a GSA calendar here, including its counsel's calendar, Judge.
Ms. Aguilar?
Your Honor, I agree with Mr. Walsh. Those are the correct dates that myself and Ms. Ikfaji and Ms. Cruz won't be available. So we're okay with having this on December 13th, not quite New Year, Christmas Eve, like you said, but it's going to be that week of the 13th. So if we're that's the best date that we could come up with on the GSA side.
And again, Your Honor, I'm
going to be gone.
I mean, I'm happy to try to do this with Ms. Cruz's testimony being remote. I do want, our position is that Ms. Ikfaji, we'd like to wait until at least the 5th so Ms. Ikfaji returns and is physically present for the hearing. But after the 5th, it seems like with Ms. Aguilar gone and Ms. Cruz, if she's not going to participate remotely, then it's into December 13th or so. And I obviously we haven't consulted with your calendar, Your Honor, or Mr. Hernandez's, of course.
Well, I was hoping to be gone in December, but I guess I'm here. Hi. Okay, Jarek. When do you get back?
I get back on the 14th, so you can start on the 15th if you really want to wait for me. We can start on the 15th. And our peer review will be done by then as well.
How many days do you think this is going to run?
I'm optimistic, Your Honor, that my case will be a day at most.
I agree. I think one day.
I'm hoping that we don't have to call all the witnesses, Your Honor, but I think a day and a half at most.
All right, let's do it the 16th and the 17th. Okay, we'll start at 9 o'clock each morning.
Yes, Your Honor.
Thank you, Your Honor.
Thank you.
I'll be sending out the order for that. So we're off the record at 3:10 p.m. Thank you, everyone.
Thank you. Have a good weekend.
You too.